It's here and now. Let's go to Utah, where after days of complicated legal back and forth, a federal judge has said he won't stop gay marriages in the state, which began after a U.S. district judge struck down a ban on gay marriage on Friday. The state's lawyers had requested that the marriages be put on hold while they appealed the decision, but today that request was denied. Joining us now is NPR's Howard Berkus, who's been monitoring the developments. He's in Salt Lake City. So, Howard, first of all, tell us what came out of this hearing today.
Well, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Shelby, who issued the initial ruling that declared the gay marriage ban unconstitutional in Utah, ruled that the state had failed to raise the issue of a stay in a timely fashion after his original ruling on Friday, and didn't raise any new issues that he hadn't already considered in his original ruling.
Okay, and so what if counties, as of today, in around Utah, refuse to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples?
Well, the judge suggested in court today that they are essentially violating his ruling, but there was no suggestion that they would be prosecuted. Some counties in the state have decided to wait until they see what the courts do with this issue. Some county clerks have said they don't want to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple, only to have that license withdrawn later by a later court ruling.
Okay. Will the state's lawyers now take their appeal, or are they taking their appeal to a higher court?
Oh, yes. They're back before the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver for the third time now in the last 2 days, seeking an emergency stay. The appeals court rejected them twice, saying that Judge Shelby should rule first. And now that Shelby has ruled, it's back in the appeals court's hands. The state has also filed an intent to appeal Judge Shelby's original ruling.
Okay, so let's talk about that original ruling. That got all of this started on Friday. What did Judge Shelby say that overturned the ban on same-sex marriage in Utah?
Well, the state had argued that it had an interest in banning same-sex marriages because of the notions of responsible procreation, that's a direct quote, and optimal childbearing. Now, these are notions that are steeped in both Christian and Mormon theology. And as you know, Utah is home to the Mormon Church. Judge Shelby said the ban denies gays and lesbians a fundamental right to marry and demeans them for no rational reason. So he rejected that argument. And the decision completely surprised everybody. Same-sex couples rushed to county courthouses to get marriage licenses, and weddings were performed right in the hallways. And county clerks continue to issue those licenses now that we have Judge Shelby's latest ruling.
Okay. So, Howard, as you mentioned, Utah is home to the Mormon Church. How has the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints weighed in on all of this?
Well, you know, this is really an astonishing ruling, coming in probably the single most conservative state in the country, and as you said, the home to the Mormon Church. And it comes on the heels of another ruling a week before that essentially decriminalized polygamy. The Mormon Church firmly rejects both polygamy and gay marriage, and now you have two federal judges who've made it possible for both things to take place here. As for gay marriage, Mormon leaders say they're hopeful that a higher court will reject the new ruling. They also noted in a statement that they teach that all people should be treated with respect, and that's a reference to gay people, of course.
Well, that's NPR's Howard Berkus speaking to us from Salt Lake City about the ongoing legal wrangling over gay marriage in Utah. Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.